Welcome to SERP, my second independent research project. I'm Anna Patricia, and today we will be talking about something that has been so influential in American history that it is the reason for both our country's economic success as well as the poor mental health rate among American teenagers. This thing, of course, is the Protestant work ethic. So what was the Protestant work ethic anyways? I asked Country Day students this question last week, and as you'll hear soon, no one had an answer. Have you ever heard of the Protestant work ethic?
Nope.
Nope.
No.
Possibly.
Do you know who the Protestants were?
No.
Yes.
Kind of.
They protested,
a religious
protest.
While the Protestants did indeed protest something, it's really important to know what exactly in order to better understand their work ethic, which has so clearly defined what it means to be an American today. It all started with Martin Luther when he criticized the Roman Catholic Church and his 95 Theses, a list he nailed on the door of the Catholic Castle Church in Wittenberg, Germany. In so clearly removing himself from the Catholic faith, Luther advocated for a new religion known as Protestantism. Among the most radical of Protestants were known as the Separatists, a group of people who believed England to be such a lost cause that they completely separated, hence their name, from their country and sailed across the Atlantic on the Mayflower. As you've probably guessed by now, this radical group of Protestants were America's funny hat-wearing, Thanksgiving-creating ancestors that we now call the Pilgrims. However, the Protestant separation from the Church of England was not an easy one. They were greatly condemned for going against the status quo that at the time was Catholicism, and thus were constantly trying to prove themselves to others and to God. This constant dissatisfaction and need to prove oneself is the reason for their infamous work ethic, in which they believed that unless they were wealthy and powerful, they would not be deemed useful by God or by society. While not all modern-day Americans are religious per se, the idea of working hard and idolizing wealth like the Protestants is a core center of American capitalism today. This correlation between the religion and American society was first recognized by Max Weber, who first addressed the phenomenon in his book, The Protestant Ethic and the Spirit of Capitalism, in 1904. Weber was a 20th century sociologist and economist who in this book stated that business leaders and owners of capital, as well as the higher grades of skilled labor, and even more, the higher technically and commercially trained personnel of modern enterprises, are all overwhelmingly Protestant. The document later goes on to say that the spirit of hard work, of progress, or whatever else it might may be called, the awakening of which is inclined to ascribe to Protestantism. So where do adolescents and their mental health fit into the idea of the Protestant work ethic? Like the Protestants, many modern-day American teenagers believe that if they don't fit or reach a certain standard, they will be disowned by God, their family, teachers, etc., and thus deemed not useful to society. This is clearly shown in the pressures to get into a prestigious university and choosing a major that will lead to a high-paying job. Our country very clearly values jobs and wealth as one of the most defining features of an individual. After all, nearly every American has been asked what they want to be when they grow up, since early childhood. And when Country Day students were asked if they would rather be respected or rich in the future, every student I asked answered with the latter.
Would you rather be respected or rich?
Rich.
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 If you are rich, you are also, you will be respected.
The idea that an individual must be wealthy in order to be respected is a perfect explanation of the Protestant mindset. In 2019, the American Psychological Association survey found that nearly a third of American teenagers face overwhelming feelings and even depression due to pressure. These pressures are most commonly derived from stress associated with wanting to do well in school. In South Korea, another country which instills a lot of pressure to be intelligent, wealthy, and powerful, 36% of students are clinically depressed, especially before college entrance exams, which can make or break a person's future. In both South Korea and America, more homework has led to a higher rate of depression, showing that while depression can be a result of genetics, mental illness is also directly associated with one's work and the pressure that comes with it. However, stress doesn't have to be bad, and it certainly wasn't created by the Protestants. Stress responses are the reason for our survival and evolution as a human species. Our flight-or-flight hormonal responses are produced by two small regions near the base of the brain known as the amygdalae. These stress hormones alert the human body when we are in danger and put the body into survival mode when our prefrontal cortex, the brain's logic and thinking center, is too overwhelmed to function. A constant overdose of these stressful hormones, however, can create problems with the brain chemistry, causing individuals to lack necessary feel-good signals.
For many, young adults in particular, individuals deal with this by depending on substances that release temporary feel-good chemicals to the brain, such as alcohol and tobacco. Aside from addiction, other side effects of this malfunction of the brain can lead to depression, anxiety, and eating disorders, which is why it is so vital that individuals deal with their stress in healthy ways. While the first Protestants lived several centuries before us, they have left an unshakable footprint on America through their work ethic. Because of our Protestant ancestry, the United States has been able to engender hard-working individuals in a flourishing economy. However, consequently, overworked, stressed, and sleep-deprived adolescents have been created as a result. In order to appreciate the good that the Protestant work ethic instilled in every American, we must acknowledge the ways in which the extremes it was taken to were flawed. In accepting stress as a natural but not defining factor of life, society can have motivated individuals like the Protestants who simultaneously are less anxiety-ridden than our generation today. Thank you all for listening. I hope you have a moderately, not overwhelmingly, stressful and productive day. A special thanks to my computer science class friends and brother for allowing me to interview them for my podcast. It would not have been possible without them, in addition to the research of John Green, Tana Lloyd Key, Joseph McElrath, and Alec Ryrie. Lastly, a huge thank you to Mr. Young and Mr. Miley for helping me with the podcasting software, as well as dedicating their time to my AP language and composition class in order to ensure that our second independent research projects were as great as they possibly could have been.